Само да наши Алфафем Бей Джавши за нас Кортой Гор, Русин, наши Ползо, Шамон, Мот, Хабадер, Бетсудо, Кобе Шабас. Now this is simply a contribution from Rashi, another Rashi on the other days. The Rashi, in the Ramaskal, is a book of the Shabbos, Rashi says as follows. So here you have done a habit, from open to the Nair, in the Shol. When there's no Nair, there's no peace. Shamilat, when we have a Gris of Rashi, here Shamilat, he goes in the ditch, and he stumbles, Mahilat Bakke, he goes in the dark. That means one must have a light, so he shouldn't stumble in the dark. So it seems they have nothing to do with eating a Sudut. There seems to be a contradiction in Rashi between what is the reason for Adlaki. Is Adlaki for the Suda, like we saw before? Adlaki is, so one shouldn't stumble in the dark. Now the truth is that we know that Rabbi mentioned last week. The Bible says very clearly in Rashi that Adlaki and Adlaki Seder's Rechai and Rafa is only the Adlaki Seder's by the Suda. That's very good problem. That's an upper Rashi, an open Rashi, not like it. And the truth is, Rashi is seen in the Gemara. The Gemara. On in number 10, the charts of Abimel Beis that the Chavos Amaro. Rebbe says, Pshitali, it's Pashit to me, it's simple to me, that they're Beisoi, that they're his house, and they're Tanaka, and they're Tanaka, and they're the money for the Moshe Yvai. Now, basically, the Nair of his house comes first, Mishum Shalom Beisoi, for the peace of his house. Then Beisoi, the Kiddush HaYoyim, the Nair of his house, and the Kiddush HaYoyim, and then Beisoi, other Mishum Shalom Beisoi. For Shalom Beis, Rashi tells us, what does it mean? Nebeser and Nechanaka, Rashi tells me, Nebeser and Shabbos, Ani, he's an Ani, he's a poor person, they live in Ani, Shem and Shem, he does not have enough money to buy oil for 2 nairs. Shalom Beser is a crash, Shalom Beser is a crash, Rashi tells us, how can Rehla come on, Rashi brings us this Gemara, this is not, we shall only match you to our office in the Shabbos. Rashi says, why should they basically, the people of Zahel and Stalin, are paying Lashon Lashon, to sit in darkness. So Rashi's, by the second Rashi we have seen to come from a clear anymore, we can rest the Shalom Bayis. Based on we check Shalom Bayis, not necessarily have anything to give you the Suda. So this should be a clear question on the back. As a matter of fact, the Morshka, which we have on page 3, the Morshka tells us two very important halakhas that come from this Gemara. In the East Bay, we start to balance, starting with the Maran, the Bachurim, the Halakhim, the Ilmur. Before they went to learn, because the basin had their house. Tzvichim ha'alik ne'ashal Shabbos b'chedem. They must light and have Shabbos in their room. L'morich lo'am v'shom d'alokas ne'er b'shabbos choybu why? V'shom shulim b'ayis. Because of shulim b'ayis, it's sort of just for, what's the reason? Shulim kosha v'eitim that you should not stumble on a eighth wood, tree, or ebon, or stone. V'shom eitzal ishvay once by his wife, eitzal ha'alik ne'ashal b'chedem. Okay, he must not, he doesn't have to light. The Lord of explains that doesn't mean to say he must not, he doesn't have to light. Of course he has to light because it's the same reason. He just doesn't make the brother. Why face the brother? He takes it with the brother of the wife. His wife makes the brother of the wife. There's one that the Lord of takes out of his Gemara, which will not seemingly not go together with the other Rashi. That even if one is not eating there, he's eating in a different house because the brother used to go, he used to eat by other people, he used to go home to their room. Now the rooms are dark. He's a kiyuv, so he should not stumble the eitz of the oven to have a nerdet. And we're going to confront this more Shalom Bayis. A second halacha that's brought down to the Morcha is a question as follows. One, he wants to go eat outside. It's a nice night outside, nice day outside, he wants to go eat outside. So what does he do? He lights his nerd in his house. He makes sure to stay long enough for him to get back. And he's going to go eat outside. So there's a big mouth like this. Whether one might do that or one may not do that is a shayla that we a little bit touched on during one of the Mitzvah says as follows. Mitzvah says one may do that. Why? Since Allah is lighting in there, is Mishum Shalom Beis, so you should not stumble on the stone of the dead. Because what's the problem? We just stood outside. It's light outside. That means there's no problem of the stumbling by the Sunnah. Which means to say the Gemara, we know, the Gemara told us that one may not light the interval because he's going to go away from the Suda, because it doesn't have a pleasant smell, and therefore he's going to go away. So what's the problem of going away? According to the Lord's time. We have to say that going away from the Suda also is included in Shalom Kosh Ha'etzavah, meaning by the Suda itself, it'll be a similar problem than actually sitting down by the Suda. He's going to eat in the dark, away from the candle, he's going to stumble on the table, it's not going to be a pleasant Suda. And therefore that will be a problem by itself. However, since it's light outside, it's normal that you can suit outside while it's still light. It does not have the problem of the kosher bakes that happen by the ashes. You know? So it's good that he lights himself. It makes a bracha. When he comes back in, he'll have the light and kind of mitzvahs are looking at Shabbos by Shalakam Beit Be'eben. And this will be outside of light, in the light. This again is clearly only according to what the word says about us. This halacha, the one lights and shoots one base. The Bach says very clearly that this halacha, he discusses the second halacha of lighting in the house and eating outside, is telling them that Rashi in the morning. The Bach tells us that since he is of the opinion that Pun Rashi Shikha only has halachas, that one is chayim and makes a bracha and is a halacha by the Suda, therefore one would not be able to do that, and not only one would not be able to do that, one would not make a bracha on the halachas neighbors if he did that. The Rav HaShulchan says that the Rav HaShulchan which we had can be found after the Shulchan Aruch. This is the Rambam. Rambam, page 12. Start this out. Rambam, page 12. In fact, I want to all of the Shabbos says as follows. Habakkuk Nebu Shabbos, Eidu Rishos,
Shabbat is two things. We have a shaykh and a kovachat. We eat as a kovachat.
Mishayatodon, the rest of the rules have only Shabbos. It's only Shabbos because of Amichos. It means that only Shabbos doesn't just mean the actual food that he's eating. That's how pleasantness for Shabbos. Once he's tripping around on stones and on wood on the floor, he's not going to have a pleasant Shabbos. He's going to be falling all over the place. That's included on your Shabbos. There's never shown that this is not controlling Rashi. So I look at the Shabbos. She is never yet showing, but there's never speaks. Like kosher people, it's not going to trip and fall. Since it's such an important mitzvah, it has two aspects to it. It has the aspect of covenant, the aspect of oinin. Therefore, the Chomer Ben Achron, the Sukkim mitzvah can have a special mitzvah, as in the Chomer Ben Achron, they have a special rot on it. So says the Torah Hashem. And says, Gimel of Jehovah says as follows, Ma'in the Dakti, and don't give a Dakti when you rash the words of Rashi, she may not be able to hear the Zayin Amar of Allah, because it's not like a Dakti. Vast is one does not eat, one does not make a prophet. Rashi, I don't think it's a Shabbat. The second Mashab, the Rashi did not show the Mashab, he did not look at the Shabbat. Pierce Rashi, the Hogan train, Ray Shalom, 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 The first Rashi is telling us Allah called the child in this, and that's only in the place of eating. The second Rashi is telling us the other very important Allah, which the Mordechai says, the woman must have theirs all over. What's the Akhmina? Akhmina is going to be in the same Akhmina. Yabra, the Mordechai tells us, and Allah is going to have a light, even if he's not having eating. Now, the Chathila, the Ramah tells us, that the Rabbah Shogun as well brings, that certainly, if one can light in a place where they're eating, that's definitely the like a preferred place for light. If a book might keep Isha Peres, let's say another woman is lighting here, then Yechoyla the Horeb is only going to get to the light. It's not going to be only heard as a good light, it's very light for the eating. Yechoyla the Horeb can't get the Shemra comes up. One may make a broker in the place where someone is not eating.
Discussion with the summer, please let me know, and this time we'll be able to follow up.